Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
And you're listening and watching episode 830 of Gamertag Radio. This is Paris. Thank you guys for joining me. Danny and Pete will not be here for this episode. They're actually on a plane right now, headed to San Francisco. I'm going to be joining them later today. We are going to be playing the Division 2 again, but that's not what this episode is about. This episode is going to be about Anthem. I'm sure many people that are watching and listening to this right now, you've had the opportunity to get hands-on with the Anthem VIP demo on your platform of choice. We'll get into that talk a little bit later, but I had the great opportunity, thanks to EA and the EA Game Changers and BioWare, I was able to go up to San Francisco earlier this week, and I was able to spend a few days with Anthem. Talk to one of the producers. You guys probably have already heard that episode. It was about 40 minutes long about Anthem. And I've been able to play the demo that you guys are playing right now. And I've actually also been able to play some additional content, which includes in-game. I cannot specifically talk about any of the in-game content that I was able to play the other day, but I will at a later date. So before we get into any of that, Danny, let everybody know where they can leave us feedback.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right. And I want to remind everyone, you can find us over at gamertagradio.com. You can find our podcast over at Audio Boom. You can subscribe to the podcast on your favorite RSS feed of choice, be it Apple Podcasts, Google Play. I think we're on Spotify. We're on Pandora now, I do believe. There's Radio Public, where if you subscribe to us over there, we actually get a little bit of financial kickback on that. That is always greatly appreciated. And like I said, just your favorite, wherever you want to find us, Gamertag Radio is going to be there. So, like I was saying, again, thanks to BioWare, EA Game Changers. My journey with Anthem actually started months ago. I won't go into any specifics on that, but if you guys remember, I was pretty vocal about Anthem a few months ago about what is this game? What is Anthem? I don't know what this is. February 22nd seems like a very aggressive launch date with us not having any information on this. And since that time, I've been very quiet about Anthem. I'll let you guys fill in the blanks from there, but let's fast forward to this week. So this week I flew up to San Francisco, California. I went over to Redwood Shores. I went to EA HQ over there, and I got to sit down with the demo that you guys are playing right now. And if you're watching some of the gameplay on Twitch right now, I actually was able to be able to play the game from the very beginning, low level characters, build my own characters, go through all that customization. It was great. And then I was able to actually play some later content that's not in the demo as well. And overall, here's my thoughts on Anthem. Anthem is a fun game. I was having a lot of fun while I was playing Anthem. When you're in that world and you're flying through the environment, I think I even mentioned this on the interview I did with the producer, is the verticality. That is the first thing that you're going to notice when you're playing the game. It's a very vertical game, which separates it from the other crowd of looter shooters. Just traversing through the world was fantastic. No matter your choice of javelin, be it the Colossus, be it the Ranger, Interceptor, or Storm, you're going to have a blast being able to fly through the environment. your actual engagement when you encounter enemies in the world is pretty good. The weapons, again, it's still a demo. This isn't the final game. They could use a little bit of tweaking, but they felt fun when you're using them, using your ultimates and using some of your other abilities, you know, your grenades, things like that, felt good. Especially when you're able to start pulling off combos and when you're working with your other teammates, when you're actually in the world, setting up various combos is very satisfying. As you guys have seen in the demo, you're able to infiltrate what's called like a stronghold. I would compare that in Destiny to something like a Nightfall, especially depending on the type of difficulty level that you're playing on. I know in the VIP demo, you're able to go, I believe it's easy, normal, and hard mode. There is another level beyond that, and I'll talk about that at a later date. But that was satisfying, being able to do the strongholds, and you know, you get the boss at the end. What I didn't like overall about, I don't even want to get into what I don't like yet, just to continue along this path. So again, you can do the stronghold. There's obviously the story missions that you'll be able to go through. There's contracts that you'll be able to accept when you're out in the world as well. You know, which are going to be like little mini missions, you know, when you're out there, you know, and there's going to be like some type of boss or some objective at the end that you have to complete. And then you're going to get some loot from that. Fort Tarsus is kind of your, again, comparing it to Destiny as an example, that's your version of the tower, where you'll go. That's where your forge is going to be. We're going to be able to equip your loadouts to your javelin, pick the type of javelin you want to go, customize your javelin. That's where you're going to interact with some NPCs and be able to, again, to take missions, contracts, etc. You know, to then go back into the world and play. I'm not a fan of Fort Tarsus. And I know they've added the social hub now where you can be in your javelin. You're going to see other players in there, which is great. That is direct feedback that they've gotten over the past few months to be able to add that mode in there. And I'm curious to see how it'll grow over time. But Fort Tarsus itself, it throws you into a first person mode. It really feels like you're on rails when you're in there. The NPCs are very static. You know, they don't move. It's like it's just forcing you to traverse through this empty world where you're all alone, just for the sake of doing it, to get missions. And, you know, there's going to be some storyline stuff that you're going to get out of there. There's going to be choices that you're going to be able to make, you know, with various characters. And we'll see how that progresses throughout the story, you know, as we play the game. But it felt very cold and isolated to me. It wasn't, and again, and I have to compare this to Destiny because, again, you know, that's the game that I've been playing for years at this point. And like it or not, it is going to be a direct comparison for what Anthem is. And again, I'm just taking the tower versus Fort Tarsus. And at least with the tower, yeah, there's just NPCs in certain spots and you pick up things, but the world's alive because you have other players in there with you that you're able to, you know, converse with and you see running around the environment, whereas Fort Tarsus, you don't have that at all. So I definitely hope that's something they can update as we move forward, you know, with Anthem in the coming months and years. But again, going back, once you're able to equip your character and then you actually go on what is called a quote unquote expedition, like I said, the options that you're able to get, you could do free play. You can, again, take a contract. You can take a stronghold, you know, story mission, whatever the case may be. Free play is actually pretty fun when you're just able to go into the world and you come across world events. Like, you know, we ran across like a giant titan at one point, which we were nowhere near the level to take on, so we took some shots at it and had to take off. But you're going to see other little things where you're going to get like Owen, whoever it is going to talk to you and tell you, hey, you might want to go check this out. And again, these are randomized events that you're going to see out in the world, and there's going to be loot that you're going to be able to get from them as well, which brings me to this loot. This is a looter shooter game. Whether you're playing Destiny, whether you're playing a Division, doesn't matter. They're driven by the loot that you get. And this brings up my fundamental problem with Anthem, and it's one that I've had for a few months now, in the fact that the loot that you get doesn't feel satisfying when it drops in the world. And again, if you've been playing the demo, you've already seen this for yourself, that when the loot drops, it kind of has like a delay. Like, did I walk over it? Did I get the loot? And okay, you got the loot, and it just gives you a very generic, you know, just a little lower third saying common item, rare item, you know, legend, on and on. You get the point. It's not telling you what it is, and that's fine. I mean, I get, again, in Destiny, you know, you'll have engrams drop that you won't know what they are, and you can't decrypt them until you get back to the tower. So in that sense, okay, fine. But that shouldn't be for every item that you get. I want some kind of instant satisfaction of knowing what I have when it drops in the world, or when you are playing a mission or a contract or a stronghold and you get loot at the end of it. Yeah, you go through that title screen at the end and it kind of just gives you this generic list of everything that dropped for you that you have. And then you have to actually go back to Fort Tarsus to be able to equip any of it and use any of that. And that kind of brings me to my bigger problem with overall with Anthem and the way that just their current structure works. So if I have something drop in the world, I can't instantly inspect it. I can't see what it is. I have to go back to Fort Tarsus to see what it is, inspect it, you know, equip it, etc. Which brings me to an even bigger problem. Let's say I'm doing a stronghold on a higher difficulty, and I'm with my four-man squad, and we're just running into a wall, and we just cannot get past it. And it looks like, oh wait, if we had a sniper rifle right now, maybe that would help us take out some of the longer range enemies and get past a certain objective, right? Guess what? I can't equip a sniper rifle even if I have one in my inventory. I literally have to leave the mission, go back to Fort Tarsus, equip the sniper rifle I want, and start the mission over. Now, there is the option of you could do a little bit of drop in, drop out on certain scenarios, but just through my own experience being able to play the game this week, that isn't necessarily a thing that you can rely on, that you're going to be able to resume the mission right back where you were. And obviously, someone from your squad is going to have to stay there. That's a big time waster. I want to be able to instantly swap my loadout. And I get the fantasy of you're in this javelin, this mech suit, and you don't have this inventory of weapons that are with you. What you load is what you have. But as we get into more in-game content and higher difficulty things in Anthem, you know, there's going to be those specialized scenarios where you need certain weapons. And I don't think, again, I'm just using the stronghold as an example, I should be playing a higher difficulty, longer engaged type mission as a stronghold. Find out I get to the end game boss and I just simply don't have the right loadout for, and I have to go back and do it all over again. That's not ideal. Even when you're in free play, yeah, there's a little bit of drop in, drop out stuff. But again, if something drops for me, they're like, ooh, what is this? Hey guys, I got to leave the mission and go back to Fort Tarsus to see what it is. Hope I can come back and join you again at the same point that you're at. Not ideal. Again, I think some of the UI things that they have in Anthem right now are not ideal. It's not very user friendly for inviting your friends, or if I see my friends online to be able, if it's open publicly, to be able to jump into their match, whatever the case. Again, on free play, and you would have heard this during the interview that I did, even when you're in free play, if I have a full team of four, we're the only four people in the world at that time. You're not going to encounter other players in the world. Now, if I have only two people on my squad, there is the possibility that I can run into two other players that are out in the world. But what the reality of it is, again, it's a very isolated world where you're only going to see your squad at any given time when you're in the world. I really want that fantasy of I'm in a living, breathing world where there's other people out there doing activities the same time as I am. That's not going to be there day one. We already know that PvP is not going to be there day one, which that's fine. I don't have an issue with Anthem not having PvP, but I do recognize that PvP is a mode that will carry a game when there's content droughts, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen for Anthem. It happens for Destiny. It happens for Division. All of these type of ambitious living world games will have content droughts at a certain point. And PvP is kind of the thing that keeps you engaged to keep you moving forward. Another thing that hasn't been 100% made clear to me, it's just the weapons that we've seen right now. I mean, they have a little bit of variety to them, but there's nothing that sticks out as special. Again, I'll use Destiny as the example here. I don't know that there's a Galahorn in Anthem, like that special weapon where I have to go on a special quest or do a special mission or a high level in-game type activity that it only drops there. And that's that carrot on the end of the stick that I need to go chase to get, that is going to be a game changing weapon for me in this world. I've not seen that yet. Anthem has what's called masterwork, masterwork weapons, which are, you know, basically like curated roles, you know, high end roles on the weapons. And then, you know, I know there's some legendary weapons as well. And we've not seen those yet. So I don't know what they are. So I am speaking from a level of ignorance. I'm hoping that those legendary type weapons are those specialized, oh my God, you know, the exotic type weapon that I have to go chase. I have to do something specific to get it. And I'm not just relying on RNG for it to magically drop for me. So again, it's early days. Right now we're in a demo, so I don't expect any of that in a demo. But when we do get to that final game in a few weeks, don't expect that at launch. It's basically what I'm saying. But the key thing's going to be is our feedback while we're playing. Talk about what we like, talk about what we don't like, so that BioWare and EA understands that these are the type of activities, these are the type of things that we're looking for when we're playing Anthem. And I think if we do that, the game will be fine. I do worry about feedback early on, people saying that potentially there's a lack of content, or I'm just repeating the same things over and over, the loot's not feel satisfying. But I'm just speaking from my point of view. The fact that I've been playing these looter shooter type games for the past 4 years, and I'm not saying I'm the greatest player in the world, Adam, but I've really invested my time and effort into it. And you're going to want people to invest their time into Anthem to fully get everything they want out of it. Anthem ultimately is not going to just be a casual experience. It's going to require some investment. So hopefully as the game launches, we'll see some of that, which brings me to this, the Anthem demo that is out in the wild right now. So day one, obviously we know we had problems with it. There were some server related issues, not server capacity necessarily. They were fine on that, it turns out, but just the way that the game was reacting when it was trying to reconnect. Basically, Anthem was DDoSing EA so much so that not only could you connect to games in Anthem, it damn near took down all of Origin, all the EA servers, just because it was repeatedly trying to reconnect to itself. And it sounds like on the back end, they've been able to resolve those issues. People have been able to get in now and be able to play. Yeah, there's still some other bugs where, say, you get to a particular mission, maybe it's not completing, things like that. My opinion, I wish that EA would have labeled this as the Anthem beta and not the demo. I think that would have curtailed some expectations and people wouldn't be as upset as they were on day one and going into day two. Right now we're on day three. This is Sunday morning that I'm recording this here on the West Coast. But, you know, it is a demo slash beta. This is not the final game. From what I understand, this is a build from 6 weeks ago. And a lot of things that we got to see while I was at the capture event have already been, you know, bugs have been squashed. So I don't think that's necessarily going to be a game breaking issue day one. But I will say this, they cannot have this happen on February 22nd. They cannot. This game has to load. People have to be able to access it and play it day one. Sure, there's going to be a couple bugs here and there, but in today's gaming world, in today's the way it works and these online services, that is to be expected, but not on this level. Not, I simply cannot play the game for hours at a time. They cannot do that at all. But I bring all that up is because, you know, I've been on social media the past couple of days. I've been trying to retweet out what some of the community managers for, you know, for Anthem have been reporting, EA help, etc., to just kind of let people know that BioWare has been very transparent with these issues. Casey Hudson himself has been online, you know, being very open about the issues that they're having and issuing the apologies and not trying to hide the fact that, hey, we screwed up. You know, I really hope they extend the beta or the demo, I should say, by a day or two going into the week to give people more time to be able to play it. Because, again, you know, you're trying to play it over the weekend, you know, Friday afternoon, evening, you weren't able to get in. People have to work, you know, et cetera. They may not have all the free time, kids, activities, all that. They may not have the time to be able to play the game the way that they want to. So hopefully they give people an extra day or so to be able to play it before the open beta comes out. Is that February 1st? I believe it is, something like that. But the point is, you know, nothing's going to be perfect day one. And I understand people's frustrations, but I personally feel, and I'm coming from this as a critic of Anthem. I've been very critical of Anthem because I just did not know what the game was, what it was going to be of, we got to give it a shot. And when just in my discussions with EA and the Game Changers and all that, when I've had an opportunity, like especially this week at the Capture Event, that's all they're asking. They're saying, just give Anthem a shot, give it a fair, realistic, legit shot, and don't judge it from the outside looking in. That's what this demo is for. Be able to pick up a controller, play it yourself. See what you think about it. Don't listen to me, because who am I? I don't know nothing. I've seen a ton of people talk about how much they've been loving what they've been playing this week. I've seen people, you know, say that what they don't like about it, but that's okay. That's the feedback that BioWare needs to hear to make the best game they possibly can. Because look, I'm telling you 100%, I want Anthem to succeed. I really, really do. I want all these freaking games to succeed. I don't want a game to be bad. I don't want, you know, Anthem to come out and people to complain, we don't have enough content, we can't do this, we can't do this, this sucks, blah, 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 blah. I don't want any of that. I want them to make the best possible game that they can. And I understand that our patience can only go so far. We are spending our money to be able to play this game. So there needs to be some type of expectation at launch, but understand it's not going to be perfect. Understand that this game will not be the same game on February 22nd, 2019, that it will be on February 22nd, 2020. It just simply won't be, which if you go back to the interview that I did with the producer, they do have a roadmap for Endgame. I have seen Endgame. I know what Endgame looks like for Anthem. That's all I'll say for now. I'll be able to talk, you know, soonish more about the Endgame stuff, but they have a roadmap. They're communicating that they will give us that roadmap closer to launch so we can know what to expect. And in my opinion, that's all you can ask for. You know, we talk microtransactions as well. They've already talked about that. Any of the cosmetic items that you would purchase from the store can be earned just by playing the game. So it's up to you on what you want to do. Me personally, not never ever have I bought a cosmetic microtransaction for any game. And that, woo, see, look, I get so animated, I'm hitting the desk. And I won't do it for Anthem either. I just won't. That's not me. So the fact that they're telling me I can play the game and I can still get whatever cosmetic item I want is not locked behind a paywall. That's fair to me. I'm fine with that. I don't need to, you know, worry about microtransactions ruining the game for me. It's not tied to anything that I'm trying to do. I just simply play the game. And I think as any consumer would go, that's all we want. We just want to play the game. We just want to squad up with our friends and have fun, which does bring me to something else with the game. I'm not 100% convinced that this is a game that should be played solo. I really feel that the sweet sauce for it was when I was in a group of 3 to 4 people, because that's where we're communicating. That's where we're chaining our combos. And again, when you start playing this game on the higher difficulty, there's no way in hell you're playing this solo. You're just not, which is, it's fine. I love the challenge that the higher difficulties were giving me when I was playing it, because that's what I want as a gamer. I don't want the casual experience where I just burn through the content and I don't feel like I'm ever pushed or like I said, challenged by what's being presented to me. I want it to be difficult. I want to die a lot where I have to, take a step back. Like, all right, guys, let's form a strategy here. And again, you'll see it in some of my footage that'll be coming out soon, where we ran into some higher difficulty stuff and we were dying a lot. And that's okay, because that's the type of challenge that I want from the game. So overall, like I said, this week was really good to be able to go up to EA and sit down, play the game, talk to the people that are actually making the game, talk to some of the other content creators that were there, kind of get their thoughts on it and how they felt about it. You know, so I wasn't just talking from my isolated bubble of what Anthem is. I'm hearing differing opinions. And like I said, some are positive, some are negative, but that's okay. That's what BioWare needs to hear at this stage, because if they're going to make the game that we all want this to be, they need to know the good with the bad. And like I said, I think there is a lot of good with Anthem. When I'm actually playing the game, I am having a ton of fun playing Anthem. I really am. It is a fantastic game when you're playing it. There are tweaks, UI changes, loot system, you know, quality of life things that I feel like need to be changed. But that's me. Some people are okay with it. I'm personally not. But again, they need to listen to the overall feedback of the community to be able to get that. Now, another thing that I didn't like was the PC version of Anthem. I've had the chance to play it when I was at the Capture event. We're playing it on the PC. And since I've been home, I've had the chance to play it on the Xbox One X. It's pretty clear to me, mouse and keyboard. Not that it was an afterthought, but this game was made for console and for a controller first and foremost. It was not made from the ground up for PC. It was almost like, let's get the console version right. All right, let's port it over to the PC kind of thing. You'll even see in my gameplay, I start off playing mouse and keyboard. I actually pick up the controller at a certain point because it was easier for me to control with the controller than it was mouse and keyboard, especially the flying and things like that. But that's, again, that's me. Maybe I just suck at mouse and keyboard. I don't know. But that was just the overall opinion I got. And just even at the Capture event, I saw it very split, about 50-50 between keyboard and mouse and controller. I know even talking to Pete, since he's been playing the demo at home, he's been playing mouse and keyboard and not necessarily liking it either. So again, these are the type of feedback things that they need to hear so they can tweak this stuff moving forward. Another thing with the PC version, and I actually put this on Twitter yesterday, I just did an FPS check. I was curious to see what kind of FPS I was getting on the PC side. So my current build right now is my CPU is an i7-4790K. I have about 16 gigs of RAM. And my GPU is a 1080 Ti, and playing it at 4K maxed out ultra settings, I turn off motion blur. My FPS, even in heavy action, was around the high 30s to low 40s overall. 1440p, I was getting over 60 frames per second. The game's not optimized yet. We don't have the final NVIDIA drivers or anything like that. But it's clear to me that a 1080 Ti is not going to drive this game at 4K 60 frames. 1440p with a 1080i seems like the ideal resolution if you're going to try and play it, you know, on PC, you know, and want high frame rate and high resolution. It's probably going to be 1440p. Excuse me. I'll be curious to see when the optimized drivers and everything come out at launch, what a 2080 Ti, as an example, will be able to do. I know Destin Legary over on IGN and Fireteam chat, he was tweeting at me yesterday, and he was even saying that Titan X, something like that. He was struggling frame rate rise as well at 4K. I mean, it was hovering around in the 40 frames per second range. So we'll see. We'll see. Again, this is a demo. This is a demo slash beta. I'm not expecting this to be perfect during this time, but we'll see in a few weeks when the final game comes out what it looks like being optimized. And also the reminder that this build is 6 weeks old. And at this stage of the game, when they're hitting crunch mode, a lot can change in 6 weeks. So we'll see when we get to the final thing. So I think that's about it for me for Anthem. Overall, it's not a bad game. It is a good game. I'm having fun playing it, doing it. I do worry about the longevity of it, but that's where BioWare has to step up and give us the roadmap of content. You know, there's only so much I can say right now. I know just some of the early enemy types and things, you know, seem slightly generic, I guess you could say. But as you play along and as you see more things, especially when you're in the stronghold stuff, you'll see a little more variety with that. And again, I think in the free play world where you're coming across a world of events are a lot of fun as well. But I'll have more to say about that stuff in the upcoming weeks so you guys can get a better idea of just what I think about the in-game content for Anthem. But like I said, again, overall, it's a fun game. I highly recommend if you are in the VIP demo, pick it up. Play it on Xbox, play it on PlayStation 4, play it on PC, check it out. I know the open beta, like I said, I believe is coming February 1st. So if you don't get into this VIP demo, absolutely pick it up when the open demo comes out and check that out. So you can form your opinion. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to anyone else. Listen to yourself. Get a friend, jump into the game, play it, judge Anthem for yourself. And I think that is just the absolute fair thing to do, because the thing is, some people are going to love it, some people are not. It is not going to be for everyone, just like The Division isn't for everyone, just like Destiny isn't for everyone, just like Monster Hunter isn't for everyone. But maybe this could be the game for you. It is up to you to choose if that is going to be the case. So I think that's all my Anthem talk right now. Again, we'll have more discussions about this in the upcoming weeks. I'll have some more gameplay footage on my YouTube channel here in the upcoming weeks. There's going to be a lot of content coming from Anthem from us. And again, I want to thank EA. I want to thank BioWare. I want to thank the EA Game Changers for inviting me out and being able to get hands-on with Anthem and to provide my feedback. That was a very humbling thing that they wanted my opinion on the game, what I liked and what I didn't like. And I was more than happy to oblige to give them that feedback. So again, I'm very thankful to that Game Changer program and what EA is providing by being able to do that. So let me take a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to keep talking about BioWare.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, and we're back. Gamertag Radio, going solo this week. No Danny and Pete. But like I said, I want to stick on BioWare because yesterday was the birthday for Mass Effect 2. So Mass Effect 2 is 9 years old now, I believe. It came out in 2010. And, you know, it took me on a little nostalgia trip just thinking about that because, you know, the fact that I've been playing a BioWare game all this week and, you know, this has been the birthday for Mass Effect 2. Mass Effect 2 is one of the greatest games ever made. I go back to that 2010 era and I just remember how excited I was for Mass Effect 2 coming off of Mass Effect 1 and how they took what they started, the bones of Mass Effect, and evolved it into just that epic Dirty Dozen suicide mission run game that became Mass Effect 2. The stories, the characters that I came to love and care about through that game was amazing. Absolutely amazing. I say without hesitation, if they were to put out Mass Effect, like Mass Effect 2 never came out, and they're like, hey, y'all, it's 2019. We're dropping Mass Effect 2, and we got the same exact game, not a tweak to it. Came out today. By the time we get to the end of the year, Jeff Keighley be at the Game Awards. It'll be one of the game of the year. It would be. That's how good Mass Effect 2 was. And if you've not had the pleasure of playing it, obviously now I believe it is 360, the old disc are backwards compatible. It's dirt cheap on the PC right now. I highly recommend going to go play that. I just have so many fond memories of that game. So much so that I was even thinking, you know what? Do I need to go back and play Mass Effect 2 again? I really almost feel like I want to go back and play it, but there's just so many other games on our plate right now. I just simply won't have the time to do it. But go find that Mass Effect 2 launch trailer. And if it does not give you chills, then I don't know what will. That is one of the best video game trailers I've ever seen in my life. Just you like Martin Sheen, just the entire voice cast that they put together for that game was fantastic. And that was 2010, 9 years ago, they did that. And it was such an achievement, you know, to be able to make a game like that back on the 360. And was it on PS4? I can't remember. Yeah. Cause that was when EA had bought BioWare. The original Mass Effect was only on Xbox. And then with Mass Effect 2, it went multi-console. So yeah, Mass Effect 2 was also on the PS4 as well. But yeah, just so many memories, just so many stories, just so many epic moments, just like that final run that you have at the end of the game. I remember being so nervous to actually go through it because I didn't want any of my squad mates to die. Oh, so good. So freaking good. So again, if you have the opportunity, go check out Mass Effect 2. You will not be disappointed. So as we wrap this up, I just want to thank everybody for hanging out with me while I talk about Mass Effect, while I talked about Anthem and Mass Effect. And like I said, Danny and Pete are on a plane right now. They are flying to San Francisco, and I'll be meeting them later today. And we're going to get more hands-on time with The Division. Really looking forward to that as well. You know, I have some footage of our gameplay, you know, here on the Twitch channel. I have some on my YouTube channel as well. We obviously have the interview that we did with Red Storm, talking about the Dark Zone and PvP. You can find that as well. We'll be talking to some more people that are working on the Division 2 this week. So we'll have that content coming soon. More gameplay footage coming soon. Like I said, the Anthem stuff is coming. There's other stuff coming. We have a lot of content coming here in the next couple of weeks. So I'm really excited about that. I'm very happy and proud what the three of us have been able to grow, not only this Twitch channel, the podcast, YouTube, all that. Just we're really expanding our content here in 2019, and I'm just very excited about the opportunity to be able to do that, and hope you guys enjoy it. Keep giving us your feedback, because that's how we get better, is you letting us know what you like and you don't like about Gamertag Radio. Just very appreciative of that, and it's been an amazing run. Like, I ran into someone this week I hadn't seen in years, and he's a content creator. He's on Facebook Gaming, and he's really grown. And I remember when he was a kid, and now he's married and he has a daughter and the whole thing, and he's doing amazing things in this space. And we're talking about old stuff from like the, you know, like the late, like 2009, 2010, and he was just a kid getting into this, and now he's an adult doing it too. And here I am, an old man, still doing this stuff too. And it's great, man. It's great that, you know, I've been lucky enough to be involved in this gaming industry on the limited basis that I've had, and I've had the opportunity to talk to some of these amazing people. Again, I'll bring up Mass Effect 2. One of the best interviews I've ever done in my life was Casey Hudson, and I was so prepared for that interview. And I just remember the feedback that I got at that time from it. It blew up on the BioWare forums, and people were linking to it saying, you know, this is all this great information that they got from it. And even flash forward to where we are now, you know, the Red Storm interview we did for the Division 2, just so many people linking to that and quoting that and the information that came out of that. And even this Anthem interview I did this week, I can't believe I talked to that dude for 40 minutes. I'm still tripping on that. And just kind of to shape the scenario for that, we're at the Capture event, and there's like, when you're in the Capture, there's like a lounge area, there's couches and stuff, everyone's playing. And PR person I was working with over at EA was like, hey, you want to go do an interview now? Sure. And typically the way it works when you do these interviews is the PR person is sitting right there, obviously to make sure that the person we're interviewing isn't leaking any information, and to basically time gate what we're doing. So you get to just talk as long as you want. Well, for this one, he sat us down on the couch and walked away. And I just got to sit there and ask whatever I wanted. And we were just talking. I probably could still be talking. And I actually was like, wait, I feel like I've been talking a long time. Maybe I should wrap this up. And then sure enough, we'd wind up going for 40 minutes. So that was a great opportunity. Like I said, we'll have more opportunity this week to talk to some people about the Division 2. So hopefully we can get some great content from that as well. So before I wrap this up, I want to remind everyone, Danny, where they can leave us feedback.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right. I want to thank everybody that has been listening to this episode. I hope I wasn't rambling too much talking about Anthem, but had a great time playing the game. No game is going to be perfect. I just want to remind everyone that, but I just want to thank EA and EA Game Changers again for inviting me to come up to San Francisco to check out the game. I hope everyone has had a chance to check out the demo this week. If you've not, then absolutely make sure you check out that open demo that's coming on February 1st. But until then, I will be seeing my brothers, Danny and Pete, here later today. We will be in San Francisco again, or I will be there again, checking out the Division 2, and we will have some future content coming from that very soon. So until then, this has been episode 830 of Gamertag Radio. I am Paris, and we will see you guys soon.
Listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.